Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today I've got a really good episode on tap. I think it is, at least, and it's pretty exciting because it's episode number 50. Man, who would have thought that we'd make it this far, right? You know, but episode 50, kind of a cool thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about just my advice on building a business, because we've had a lot of success. We've been in business now for 9 years, and it seems like we've had a pretty good amount of recent success, actually, and things are going really well for us. And I get asked a lot of times, what are you doing differently? Or how did you get to where you are? You know, I could just say, when it comes to me building my business, there's really no secret to it, right? And the thing that I think that has propelled me to the success that we're having is I've taken the time to build genuine relationships with people. And I think that's really important. I think people can tell when you're faking it. I really believe that in my heart. And I've been in situations where maybe it's part of that saying, right? Fake it till you make it. I don't actually agree with that. I think that's actually pretty bad advice. But I think the key is to build genuine relationships. And you don't need a plan to do that. You just, because look, building genuine relationships, it shouldn't feel like work. Get to know the people that you work with. Take an interest in the things that are important to them. Ask them. You know, when you're building out your business model, ask them what's important to them and figure out how you can incorporate those things in your business. And above all else, do what you say you're going to do. And I could think back of, you know, when I was in other jobs as well. I don't think anything is more frustrating than when management makes promises and then they don't deliver on those promises. That's the thing that I think really upsets people. I'll tell you a story. We recently hired an agent from another company. We were pretty excited about it. She's a great agent. We're looking forward to getting her on board. And we were having a conversation. She said, okay, Dave. She goes, well, when do I come in to sign my contract? I told her, I said, well, look, we don't sign contracts, you know, with our realtors. And she was kind of shocked by that. She's like, well, what do you mean you don't sign contracts? And I said, well, look, you guys are independent contractors, but, you know, if you get to a point where you no longer want to be here, you can leave, you know, and we don't want you staying here just because you're under contract. You know, we don't want to hold people captive that don't want to be a part of the company. We want people who actually want to be there. So based on that, you know, we don't sign contracts. You know, now with non-competes and everything like that, we're finding out that you can't really enforce them anyway, but we've never signed contracts. It's something that we just haven't done. She was kind of shocked by that. So she said, okay, she said, well, look, what about the compensation agreement? You know, when do I come in to sign that one? I told her we don't have compensation agreements either. And that one, I think, is the one that really shocked her. She said, well, geez, Dave, you know, how do people know what they're getting paid? And I said, well, because we have a conversation and I tell them how I'm going to pay them and I pay them that way every single deal without exception. And it's never been an issue. And we're at the point now where, look, we're a medium-sized company. We've closed over 3,000 deals. So I've written out over 3,000 commission checks. And I can honestly say I've never once had an argument about commission because I've always paid people exactly how I said I would do it. And because of that, people just start to trust you. And I think if you trust and respect, you know, the place that you work, it gets a lot easier to be there. So, you know, everything that we do is based on being genuine. It's based on honesty and valuing our agents and their opinions. You know, something I like to tell people all the time, in real estate, I think authenticity is such a big thing, you know? And I say, ditch the stupid slogans. I can't stand, you know, I say, we know everything you touch turns to sold. You know what I mean? Like, it's on every other realtor's billboard. But just ditch the slogans. Just be an honest person. Do great business. And, you know, I think word of mouth is still a great way to build a business. Relationships and referrals
major, major components to building a successful real estate business. Another thing too, I say, I think self-promotion is good. As a realtor, you have to promote yourself. You have to tell people what you do. But I think sometimes excessive self-promotion can almost start to look tacky. You got to be careful. I know we talk a lot about social media, but when we talk about social media, we focus on the people, not necessarily the numbers. In fact, we rarely talk about numbers. Now, look, if we have some record-breaking month or some record-breaking year, we might mention it a little bit. But even when I talk about my top producers, I'll say who they are and I'll say that they've done a great job. But I don't say, you know, what they're, or very rarely will I say what their sales numbers are, because at the end of the day, it's not about numbers, because it's about how you treat people and it's about how you establish that you're someone that people can trust. I think fake enthusiasm is really bad as well. People can sense that from a mile away. You got to stay away from stuff like that. And I tell my realtors all the time, never say, trust me, unless you can support that with evidence. Like, trust me is not enough, right? So if someone says, well, why do you think my house should sell for $300,000? You can't just say, trust me, I know that's what's going to happen. I know that's the right price. No, you have to show people, hey, look, here's why I think it's going to sell for $300,000. This is your square footage. This is how many bedrooms and bathrooms you have. This is the style home that you have. And I found five or six other houses that are almost identical. And when we average them out, that's about what they sell for. So I think yours is going to sell for that same exact price. So look, you want to have some reason for people to trust you other than telling them simply to trust you. Look, is there anything worse than someone who tries too hard to be relatable? The easiest way to be cool is don't try to be cool. So I think of the Super Bowl halftime commercial or the Super Bowl halftime show. So one thing I know about the Super Bowl halftime show is immediately when it's over, you'll go on social media and there's going to be people that are going to say, that was the worst halftime show I've ever seen. And then you'll see other people that say, it was the greatest halftime show I've ever seen. And it's never in between. It's the worst, it's the best. Chances are, it's probably somewhere in the middle, right? But, you know, Kendrick Lamar did the halftime show. And I got to be honest with you, you know, like, I don't really listen to his type of music. And he went out there and he did his thing and it was cool. But I didn't really get it. You know, I asked somebody who actually is into that kind of stuff. I said, hey, could you, what am I watching here? And he said, well, look, this is why he did this. And this is why he did that. And this is how the, you know, when he said this about that guy and whatever, he explained it to me. And I'm like, oh, okay. It makes sense. Now, look, it wasn't for me, but at least I got it. Right. But why try to force it? Why try? Oh, that was the worst. You don't even understand. How could you call it the worst halftime show if you don't even understand the method behind what the guy was doing? It just, look, don't try too hard to be relatable. You don't have to know everything that your clients are into. Sometimes it's actually cool to be different than people because it gives you an opportunity to learn something new. And, you know, as realtors, we're the ones that are always trying to teach. Get to know your clients. Get to know your agents if you're a broker. And learn from them. And you'll be surprised how much that builds a genuine relationship and how far that will go towards advancing your goal of building a great business. So that's all for today. Hope you enjoyed this one. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.